Should Wisconsin public schools be able to start the school year during the end of August? Or is the state law that requires a September 1st or later start date better for students and families and tourism? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We will talk with the state representative who has authored a bill to repeal the state law that requires Wisconsin schools to start no earlier than September 1st. And we will also hear from a state representative who says, keep it the way it is. And we will welcome your questions and your views for both of our guests. So how does the September 1st school start date affect you and your family? Do you think it should be repealed? Should this be a decision that is up to local school districts? Why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our first guest. Jim Ott is a Republican state representative from Mequon. He is co-author of a bill that would allow public schools to begin classes before September 1st. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for joining us. Remind us, why do we even have a law on the books that says that schools must start no earlier than September 1st? It hasn't always been this way.
No, this was a measure that was inserted in the budget. I'm not sure if it was 1998 or 2000, somewhere around that time, about 16 or 17 years ago. And the idea is that, areas where there's a lot of tourism in the state, northern Wisconsin, Door County, Wisconsin Dells, decided that they wanted to have their summer help available through Labor Day weekend. I think that was the impetus for putting this in the budget. I was not in the legislature at that time, but I've introduced this bill a number of times since I've been in the legislature, and I from my understanding is that that was really the reason for putting it there.
Yeah, that's what I remember the fight. And as you mentioned, you have a number of times, apparently we counted the fourth time in the past decade that you've introduced a bill to let public school begin classes before September 1st. Why do you think they should be able to do that?
Well, when I first took office in early 2007, one of the first things I did was just visit the school superintendents in my district, ask them, what's on their mind, what issues are important to them. And this is something that came up in a number of discussions. And this, of course, at that time, the law had been in effect for maybe 5 or 6 years. And so I said, well, why don't I introduce a bill just to repeal that section of the law? And of course, I didn't mean to get into a hornet's nest of controversy on this. It seems like a fairly straightforward proposal because it's not requiring schools to start before September 1st. It's simply giving it repeals that section of the statutes, which means individual school boards can make the decision when to start school. And some school boards may decide to continue to start the Monday after Labor Day, or even later if they wanted to. But some school districts may decide that they want to start the fourth or fifth Monday in August, which I think is probably what most schools that would decide to start before September 1st, I hear things like, well, now we're going to have school all summer. No, I think most schools that don't like the September start date maybe would choose to start the Monday before Labor Day or maybe the fourth Monday in August, giving them a week or two of extra school in the fall, but not starting August 1st. I've heard no interest from anyone in starting that early. One of the problems with the September 1st start date is that, like this coming school year, September 1st falls on a Friday, which means you're talking about starting school on September 5th. You're not even talking about the 1st. The only years that school really would have a chance to even start on the 1st would be years maybe when the 1st falls on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. When it falls on a Thursday or Friday or later, you're probably talking about starting later than September 1st.
Yeah. I understand, though, under the current state law that requires no earlier than September 1st, that public schools can get a waiver from the Department of Public Instruction to start their school year earlier. And so why don't local school districts just do that if they want to start earlier?
Well, my understanding is to get that waiver, you have to have a special set of circumstances. For example, maybe some construction going on in the school or something like that. If generally, and again, from my understanding, is if a school board simply goes to the Department of Public Instructions and says, we would like a waiver to start earlier, just because we want to start earlier, chances are they're going to get turned down.
Yeah. Coming up, we will talk with one of your Republican colleagues in the State Assembly, Joel Kitchens of Sturgeon Bay, Door County, a big tourist area. He says, as a father of three public high school graduates and a former school board president, allowing school to start in August does nothing to enhance student achievement. And there's certainly an effect on the tourist industry by the student employees going home to start school earlier. How do you address his concerns?
Well, a couple of things. It depends on the school. Some schools have more extracurricular activities than others. But I know one of the superintendents that I spoke with here in the Mequon area said that by the middle of August, about half the students are already on campus for some kind of activity, whether it's football practice or cross country or something else. It's okay to have students on campus before September 1st. It's just that you can't start instruction before September 1st. So number one, and virtually all schools around the state have a football team that starts practice before September 1st. So number one, some of the students are already there. Secondly, the advanced placement tests are set by the federal government, and they're sometime in the later part of May. So to have an extra week or two of instruction before the advanced placement test rather than after, I think does make academic sense. Although you can say, well, you're having the week or two in August. But, on the flip side of that is, what good does the week or two do in the beginning of June after the tests are given? So there are academic reasons for doing it as well. But I think the main thing for me is that the one size fits all for schools over the entire state. Certainly school boards in areas like Door County or Wisconsin Dells, if they decide they want to start later in September 1st, they would absolutely have that right. There'd be no requirement to start before September 1st. It would just give school boards the right to make that decision based on the needs of that district.
Kitchen also noted in a column that he wrote that Michigan and Minnesota, two major tourism competitors and neighbors, have laws requiring schools to start after Labor Day, which is even later than we have. He says your bill would be irresponsible and cause irrational harm to our tourism industry. What do you say to that?
Well, number one, if I thought this bill was really going to hurt the tourism industry, I wouldn't put it forward, because I think tourism is, one of the big three industries in Wisconsin, along with agriculture and manufacturing. So I'm very sensitive to the needs of the tourism industry. It's a big part of our state, big part of our state's economy. The fact that a school would start, say, on the last Monday in August instead of the, after Labor Day, well, that extra week comes back earlier in June than, first or second week in June. So it's not like we're shortening the summer vacation. It's just that we would shift it in such a sense that it would make it better for school districts in some parts of the state. The question is, I guess I would like to see figures about how much the tourism industry has been helped since this law went in effect 16 or 17 years ago. What did we do before that? I don't think schools were starting on August 1st. They might have started, like I say, the last Monday in August. And another thing I hear as well, what if there's really hot weather in the end of August? I went to schools, K-12 schools that didn't have air conditioning. I never remember school being canceled for hot weather.
No. I know that I've heard that the hot weather is good for tourism, but in August, it's a little better for, say, Door County, but early June is not so busy.
Well, part of the reason early June is not so busy is because schools are in session many times until, the middle of June. I know one year our graduation at one of the high schools in my district was like the 18th of June. You're talking about 2 weeks before the 4th of July. So it's just a question of, I guess, when people would take vacations. And I remember, as a student, you know, by the time Memorial Day rolled around, which was always on May 30th back in those days, you're ready to start summer vacation. And I remember when it got to be in the middle of later part of August, I was ready to go back to school. So I think that, you know, this is something that school boards can make that decision. And by the way, I completely understand Representative Kitchen's position on this. You know, he is in an area that's, you know, important for tourism, and I spend a number of trips up to Door County every year. It's just a fantastic area of Wisconsin, so I can completely understand his position.
We are talking with Jim Mott. He is a state representative from Mequon, co-author of a bill that would allow public schools to begin classes before September 1st. Currently, there is a law on the books that says public schools can start no earlier than September 1st. Should that current law be repealed? Should this be up to local school districts? What do you say? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with a state representative whose proposal would allow public schools to begin the school year before September 1st. State Representative Jim Ott is with us, telling us why he thinks this is a good idea. Then coming up in just about 10 minutes or so or less, a Republican Representative Joel Kitchens of Door County explains why he says the measure would hurt Wisconsin's tourism industry. We welcome your thoughts and questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Joseph on Facebook says, how about no state rule at all? Just let local districts do what works best for the families they serve. Well, Representative Vaden, essentially that's what your bill would do, right?
Exactly, yes. And it would be interesting, Joy, to see, you know, what the breakdown would be in school boards. We have over 400 school districts in the state of Wisconsin. It'd be interesting to see if this law were to pass, how many would decide to continue starting, you know, after Labor Day, and how many would want to start the fourth or fifth week in August. I have no idea what the breakdown would possibly be, but I would expect a significant number would make the decision to start earlier, and a significant number would make the decision to leave things the way they are.
Let's go to Tom in Milwaukee. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'm a public school teacher, and two things. One is, it really gets me when people have no experience in education try, you know, manipulating, you know, what schools can and can't do. But the more important thing is, trying to teach students when it's over 80 degrees outside is futile. The kids, you know, barely sit down. Their thoughts are not in the classroom. It's just a game. You know, August is way too early to try to even get kids focused.
Yeah.
Their thoughts are on being outside, running around, you know, whatever. They have no attention span whatsoever when it's warm up, when it's that hot out.
Thanks, Tom. And you did hear, though, that this would not mandate an August start. This would just leave it up to local school districts.
As you probably know, Dr. Darian Driver, the new superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools, is pushing for an earlier start date. In fact, she wants to move it 2 weeks earlier, which is ridiculous. And this would just fall right into the hands of that.
All right. Representative Ott, what about, you touched on it before news, but as a public school teacher, Tom says kids will not sit down and learn properly if it's, you know, 80 degrees outside.
Well, sometimes in the early part of June, we have temperatures that exceed 90 degrees as well. You know, and as far as people who you know nothing about education, I'm introducing this bill because people who know a lot about education contacted me, or I contacted them, and they told me this was an issue that was important to them, school superintendents in my district, and I know it still is. And if you look at the breakdown of who is opposing and who is supporting this bill, you know, we got the Association of Wisconsin School Administrators, Milwaukee Public Schools, Southeastern Wisconsin School Alliance, Wisconsin Association of School Boards Incorporated. There's about, 8 different education-related entities that support giving school boards the right to start. So I think there's a lot of people who know a lot about education who would like to be able to have their school board make the choice.
Next we go to Lewis in West Bend. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Lois in West Bend.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I am a public educator and a business owner in the summer of a small business up in Door County. And I think the plan to start after Labor Day would be disastrous for the tourism dollars in Door County. I have never seen a 90-degree day in June, let me say, and it's barely 70 degrees up in June. It's a ghost town in Door County up until the 4th of July when it starts to get warm, 80s, or low 80s. And we need to have the families available. That's the tourism market. And any of our communities, to the north especially, I completely agree with the last caller also as an educator. I mean, when it's warm in August, you have people wanting to travel and stuff. Once school starts, Door County effectively shuts down with the bulk of their tourism dollars. It is such a bad idea, and as a business owner, it's terrifying, actually.
Yeah, and Lois, so you're not so much concerned about student labor, you're concerned about families not visiting.
Right. Yeah. As soon as school starts, it's night and day in Door County.
Yeah. So do you think, though, that all schools would do this? Wouldn't Door County could, you know, still have a later, and other school districts could still choose to be later? You think everybody would choose to start early?
I don't know what the motivation would be to start early because, I mean, there are a whole lot of schools without air conditioning, yeah. You know, that August date. There's a lot of things to consider for students, but Illinois, that starts after Labor Day, you know, that's a lot of the tourism dollars up to Door County, and yeah. You can just see the difference when you talk with people. It needs to remain the same for the sake of our communities that rely on tourism dollars. It's the families who need their children to be off school to get to these destinations.
Okay, so it's not not just student labor. Representative Ott, Lois says it's also, you know, the families aren't going to go on vacation if kids have to start school or are starting school earlier.
Well, that's one of the arguments against the bill, and, you know, certainly that's one of the reasons, I'm sure, why Representative Kitchens is opposed to the bill, and maybe that's one of the reasons why, you know, we've introduced this bill a number of times and it hasn't been passed, because there is quite a debate that goes on. But I think you'll find different areas around the state have different opinions on this. And again, it's like, I don't know, school boards, I think that's why we have school boards, to make decisions like this. And I don't think that we're talking about, school starting on August 1st or even August 15th. I think most would choose the 4th or maybe 5th Monday in August, the last Monday before Labor Day. Maybe they'd be in session 5 days earlier.
Danny on Facebook says, by letting the school start earlier, you're now going to have to increase the school budget, something to think about. Well, that's not necessarily true, because there's a certain number of days that classes are in session, right?
That's correct. The state law sets the number of days that public schools have to be in session, so that wouldn't change under this bill.
Mark in Wisconsin Dells is with us now. Hi, Mark. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I just want to try to turn off my speakerphone. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not against the bill. I'm probably for it. Free choice, you know. But certain school districts would have some problems, and people would need to think about the tens of thousands of guest workers we have that we recruit. My neighbor, for example, used to go to 17 countries in the world to recruit students, workers for the Dells. And, you know,
well, I don't know why he just dropped off, but he just dropped off. So his phone, I'm not sure how this would affect that situation, but because the students from other countries could stay as long as they want, I would presume, or as long as their school allows them. Representative Ott, any thought on the fact that tourist areas do recruit students from other countries.
Well, I'm not sure what various countries do as far as their summer programs are concerned. They obviously don't have Labor Day, 3-day weekend at the beginning of September like we do. So I'm not sure how this school year is set up in various countries around the world and how that would affect. All I know is that if a school started, a district started a week or two earlier at the end of August, they would let out a week or two earlier at the beginning of June.
So have you talked with Governor Walker about whether he supports your bill or not?
I have not. The bill is somewhat in its early stages. It has not had a public hearing. It's been assigned to the Tourism Committee on Education, I should say, in the State Assembly. And we'll see what happens if we get a public hearing and what kind of testimony we get. And Joy, this is truly a bipartisan issue. In the assembly, we have 24 people signed on as co-sponsors, 14 Republicans and 10 Democrats. In the Senate, 11 senators have signed on, 6 Republicans and 5 Democrats. And back in the 2009-10 session of the legislature, when the Democrats controlled both houses of the legislature, the same bill was introduced by one of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle, and they also could not get the bill passed at that time. But, my take on it is simply this. I've got school superintendents in my district who feel they would like to have the opportunity to start school a little earlier, late in the summer, early in the fall. And I have reasons that, deal with education. The advanced placement test certainly an important consideration, I think. And the fact that we elect school boards to make those decisions. And I think this is not an earth-shattering decision, deciding whether to start September 1st or later, or again, maybe the fourth or fifth Monday in August. And I think that's something school boards are capable of doing. And I certainly think that anyone who is for or against the proposal could contact their school board representatives if the measure would pass. And it's pretty hard to predict what's going to happen with this. But I know it's quite a controversial issue, but I have to look at what the educators in my district are interested in. And I think educators in districts around the state based on who's registered in favor of the bill.
Thank you so much for being with us. Jim Ott, Republican State Representative from Mequon. And now we will hear from a state lawmaker who says that the state law that requires Wisconsin public schools start no earlier than September 1st should not be repealed. He says, keep things the way they are. And we will continue to take your questions and views at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Joel Kitchens is our next guest. He is a Republican state representative from Sturgeon Bay. He is vice chair of the Assembly Committee on Education. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Great to be on.
Yeah, thank you for being with us. Well, you just heard your colleague, Jim Ott, tell us why he thinks school should be allowed to start earlier in the year. Why do you think this is such a bad idea?
Well, because tourism is such an important part of our economy in this state, and August is the prime time for families to travel. I represent Door County, so just in my area, by far, that's the busiest time. When you compare, I heard Representative Ott say that, they would get out earlier in June. But when you compare the numbers between June and August, it's $130 million more in tourism in August than in June around the state. June in Wisconsin is not the same as August. So it would just have a very big impact on our tourism economy in the state.
Yeah. Well, what about Representative Ott saying that many school administrators, especially in his area, have asked for this, that they want the flexibility to start the year earlier and that they think it will be better for academics, this advanced placement test? What's wrong with letting the local school district decide?
Well, in general, I certainly favor local control. I was a school board president for many years in Sturgeon Bay. So, I get that. But I think this rises above that because it does have a statewide impact if you allow these districts to start earlier than that. As far as the advanced placement tests, you know, 17 years ago, we went to the later start date, and in that time, our AP test scores around the state have gone up, not down, and we are actually one of the few highest in the country on our AP scores. So I think that argument that our kids would do better on that on those tests in the spring if we started a little bit earlier, it's just there's nothing to back that up. So to do such damage to our tourism economy for something with no data to back it up, I can't agree with that.
Yeah, and you in your column that you wrote against this repeal, you said that this bill would have a catastrophic effect on the tourism industry. It's really that important, that last that last week of August and Labor Day.
Yeah, absolutely. In my area, it certainly does, and I hear the same from people in the Dells and other areas that rely heavily on tourism. Again, that is a couple of weeks in the year, and we have a short tourism season anyway. I mean, for the prime season, you're talking about these family businesses that rely on this, and I think it would be very, very damaging. I think in many cases it would be the difference between them succeeding or failing. It is a big deal. This is not something trivial, and I think if we have a hearing on this, there will be busloads of people from my area coming down to testify against it. It's a big deal.
Is it true that Door County is a ghost town after school starts? According to one of our callers, that's what she said.
Well, yeah. I mean, in the towns up north, it's pretty darn quiet. I mean, there have been efforts over the years, and they continue to make tourism go year round. But it's the families, and again, particularly in July and August. Really, July and August are the only really busy times in Door County.
Yeah, and that's why I often go in June, but that's another story.
Well, there you go.
Sherry in Tomahawk is with us. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Yes, what do you think?
I think that school districts should be able to choose. We need to stop putting tourism ahead of children. We need to think of children first. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, so why do you think children would be better off with an earlier school start date?
Well, and you also have to consider the school districts if they don't have air conditioning, because that does play a factor.
Yeah.
I think it's all in the attitude of the teachers as well. And that when you have an earlier start date, it has less time for children to lose that summer loss.
Yeah, there's that argument too. But let me ask you about, let's put children before tourist dollars, Representative Kitchens. What's your response to that?
You have to choose between the two at all. In fact, I would argue that a strong economy is very important to having a great educational system. One of the worst impacts you could have on children as far as how they learn is poverty. And, we need to have a strong economy. And tourism is a big part of our economy.
Joel Kitchens is our guest, a Republican state representative from Sturgeon Bay. He opposes a bill that's in the state legislature that would repeal the state law that requires that Wisconsin public schools start no earlier than September 1st. What do you think? What questions do you have? How does the September 1st school start date affect you or your family? Or your business, for that matter. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Maybe you're a teacher or a school administrator. Do you think that the local school board should make this decision and be able to start, say, in the last week of August, if that's what you choose to do? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about when schools should start in Wisconsin. Currently, there is a state law on the books that says public schools in Wisconsin cannot start before September 1st. There is a bill that was recently introduced in the state legislature that would repeal that state law and leave it up to local school districts to decide when to start school. And maybe they would start school the last week of August or in August before September 1st. We heard from the author of that bill in our first half hour. We are talking with a critic of that bill during this half hour. Joel Kitchens is a Republican state representative from Sturgeon Bay. He is the vice chair of the Assembly Committee on Education, and he says we should keep this September 1st start date on the books. Otherwise, he says it would hurt tourism, and it would cut into family time and vacation time at the end of the summer. What do you think? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Boy, this is a popular topic as our lines are full, and they have been all hour long. Charlie in Cambridge is with us. Hi, Charlie.
Good morning. My challenge, so I'm a parent, and my challenge with this is that we talk about free choice, but it really doesn't, it's not a choice. Because the Wisconsin High School Athletic Association sets rules around when schools can start to practice for fall sports, including football, which is a big driver for a lot of our small towns. And so those towns are not going to be able to choose to stay with the September 1st start date. They're going to have to back it up, which then backs the football practice start up until early July, mid-July, which then impacts the ability to go on vacation. I speak from experience. And so then we're even more so negatively impacting those tourism dollars for the state.
So to tell me, though, Charlie, since athletes are starting early and families aren't going on vacation, where do you stand on the school start date?
So if the school start date backs up, then it backs up when the kids can start to practice, which means that when we go on vacation the very middle of July, I would love to go at the end, but we can't, which means then we're going to have to back our vacation up to the beginning of July. And to be honest, we may just call it a wash and not go because 4th of July is incredibly busy. If we keep it at September 1st, at least families have that early part of July in which they can spend their tourism dollars, and you can always sneak away for Labor Day weekend, make it a four-day weekend, because you know that the kids aren't in school yet, and so there's no football games, there's nothing else that impacts that particular holiday weekend.
Interesting, because we do have some comments that say, for instance, that Neil on Facebook says... where is that one? Oh, no, Tom on Facebook says, high school athletes are practicing and competing for weeks before school starts. It would be much better for them to be in school at that time. Just because you start school earlier, why would that mean the athletes would have to start earlier, Charlie? Do you know
sure.
why?
Well, because based on that school schedule, the games will be scheduled sooner, and so the kids will need to practice sooner. And the Wisconsin High School Association rules are all around how long can you start to practice before your first day of class on your campus, which means that schools that go with the earlier start date will back their practices up, right, accordingly. So they still get that three-week window or whatever to practice before that fourth Monday in August. And so there's a competitive advantage there in a very competitive sport.
Well, thank you for shedding some light on that. I didn't realize that. Well, Representative Kitchens, what do you say about that? It sounds like Charlie says keep it at September 1st or later. Otherwise, the athletes will be practicing a whole lot earlier.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I think the whole thing about high school sports comes up a lot in this because football in particular does start much earlier than school, and people say, well, the families can't get away anyway. You have to remember, though, that high school athletes, that's a pretty small percentage of the total student population. So you still have all of your younger families and all that can go on vacations. But she has an interesting spin on that as far as them being able to back it up. But that's legitimate, that whole argument. You know, I guess I would say, too, that there was a poll done by St. Norbert College. 68% of parents want the school start date left where it is. They want to be able to get away in August. That's the prime time to get away. And Minnesota and Michigan actually have later school start dates. Theirs are both after Labor Day. So those are our two primary competitors for tourism dollars. And so that would really put us at a competitive disadvantage against those states.
Daphne in West Allis is with us. Hi, Daphne.
Hi there.
Yes, what's your question?
So as both a parent and a teacher, I guess my question is regarding the tourism. The representative mentioned that tourism, the end of August is really important, but if the school start date is pushed back, wouldn't that make tourism the beginning of June just as equally important? And I'm kind of seeing it as a wash. So that's my question. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked a little bit about that before, but June is not nearly as good a tourism month just because of the weather in Wisconsin. June in Door County is pretty cool. And, again, it's $130 million more in tourism dollars across the state that are spent in August compared to June. So it's not apples to apples.
Yeah. You know, I asked that of Representative Ott, who is authoring this bill to repeal the September 1st date. And he said, well, I think he was saying it's hard to make that comparison because right now schools are in session in June. So sure, August will make more money than June because kids are in school.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, living in Door County and just with the weather there, and it's not just Door County; it's almost all of Wisconsin. It's not the same. You know, Lake Michigan is very, very cold at that time. Typically in Door County, Memorial Day is a big weekend, and then it's very dead until the 4th of July, until it gets warmer and all. So that's just not a valid argument.
Let's see. We have Mark in Wisconsin Dells. I think, Mark, you tried us in the first half hour, but got dropped off. What was your point, Mark?
Well, the point was that from the standpoint of the management of these resorts and big businesses that recruit tens of thousands of foreign students, they go to school in their countries, too, and we're talking about dozens of countries. So we have a scheduling problem, and just like the lady who was talking about the football scheduling, we have a massive scheduling problem if we change. Now, I'm not saying that we should or shouldn't change. I am simply saying that people need to think about the difficulty for management with the scheduling of all of those people who provide us services in those resorts.
Yeah, so would that be a problem, Representative Kitchens?
Yeah, I think you have to realize that the main reason the foreign students are brought over is because they can't find enough people within the state to fill those jobs. And that's another aspect of this. If you push that school start date up, it's going to – all the local kids that do work in these businesses are gone, and that would be very difficult for these businesses as well. So labor is certainly a big part of this, too. And those kids rely on those dollars for, you know, savings for college and stuff, so that is an important part of it.
Thanks, Mark, for the call. Jean in Ashland is with us. Hi, Jean.
Hi. How about studying how to be more efficient in the months that school is practiced right now? We don't need lots of emphasis on sports. There should be an emphasis on exercise and nutrition. And that would include...
Jean, you're kind of going off topic a little bit, though. What about the start date?
Well, yes, between from Memorial Day to Labor Day should be time off. And children should be primed to both in urban and rural areas to learn how to plant food crops.
All right, Jean, and I appreciate your good ideas for education, but that's not really, we're not talking about the content of the curriculum right now. We're talking about when school should start. She said that kids should be off Memorial Day through Labor Day. Would that be, you don't have enough days in the calendar, though, to make that work, do you, Representative Kitchens?
Well, that would be difficult. I think, I don't think that will happen. The September 1st start date, actually, when it came about 17 years ago, that was a compromise at the time because the tourism people wanted it after Labor Day, like Michigan and Minnesota do. So September 1st was sort of a compromise. She makes some valid points. I think, though, I think what she's trying to say is, you know, that time with the family and you learn about things, I think for all of us as parents, you can look back on those times when you took your kids places and they learn about whether it's nature or historic places and all of that kind of thing. It's just really important family time. And I think doing this with the start date, I think that's just is going to diminish that.
Yeah. Well, you are the vice chair of the Assembly Education Committee. The bill is in your committee. What's going to happen?
Well, it's come up frequently. I do not believe it will pass. I think it will get a hearing most likely, but from the feedback I've gotten from fellow legislators, I don't believe that it will pass. But it's very important to my district, so I want to make sure of that.
Yeah, and current law has been in place since, what was it, the late 90s or 2000, and it has survived numerous attempts to roll back this requirement that schools start no earlier than September 1st. You expect, as you said, that this is the current state law will stay in place.
Yeah, I believe that's what will happen, but I don't want to take that for granted because it is so important.
All right, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Joel Kitchens is a Republican state representative from Sturgeon Bay, vice chair of the Assembly Committee on Education, telling us why he wants to keep the state law that's on the books right now that requires public schools in Wisconsin to start no earlier than September 1st. We heard earlier in the hour from the author of a bill that would repeal that law and allow local school districts to decide when they begin classes and allow them to begin those classes before September 1st. Jim Ott, Republican state representative from Mequon, was our guest in our first half hour. So thank you for all of your calls. This was a very busy hour, and we will have another busy hour, I think, coming up in our next hour when we talk about A Day Without Women, a protest or a strike today in some areas of the country, some areas of the world. We'll wonder if you are going to be participating in this A Day Without a Woman protest coming up in our next hour. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Niaja Ellison for producing this hour. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.